You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A report has said the way reading is taught in New Zealand needs to be fundamentally changed. The report from the New Zealand Initiative found that 1 in 5 of New Zealand's 15-year-olds do not have the reading competency to enter the workforce, further their education, or productively participate in society, according to the OECD's Programme for International Student Assessment. And producer Wickens spoke to the initiative's Roger Partridge.
New Zealand Initiative released a report which says that we should change the way reading is taught in schools. Can you tell me about the report itself and its findings?
That's right. So the report looks into the now decades-long slide of New Zealand school students in literacy, where once, about 30 years ago, 3 decades or so ago, New Zealand students ranked near the top of the international league tables. Over the last 2 or 3 decades, our students have been sliding downwards, and in the latest progress in international reading and literacy study, our year 5 students placed last amongst all English-speaking countries and 24th out of 26 participating OECD countries. So whereas once we were the poster child, and now we are worse than mediocre. And a Tertiary Education Commission survey of 800 kids in 2014 who had left school with NCEA Level 2 found that 40% of them were functionally illiterate and functionally innumerate. That doesn't mean they can't read a stop sign, but it means they will struggle to understand or follow an instruction manual. And so there's little prospect of them having highly productive, highly paid jobs and participate in the future of work if they're not functionally literate or numerate. So our report was looking at what has led to that and what can we do, what can the education system do to change those outcomes.
What would you say are some ways to prevent that from happening?
Well, our education system still favours an approach to teaching reading which has been discredited by the science and abandoned by most countries. It's called whole language, and it's premised on the idea that children will naturally pick up how to read in the same way that they naturally pick up how to speak their first language. And what science has shown, cognitive science has shown that children don't naturally learn how to read. That we naturally learn how to speak a spoken language because over 100,000 years or more, our brains have been hardwired to learn a spoken language. But written language has only existed for about 5,000 years and for the mass population for much less than that. At the time Jane Eyre wrote Pride and Prejudice, only 1 in 8 English people could read. So there hasn't been the time for evolution to play its magic so that we can simply pick up a written language. And the whole language concept that children will learn to read naturally is simply flawed. So what do we do about that? Well, the science also shows that a structured program of phonics, which involves children learning to associate chunks of words with the sound they make. The English language has 44 different sounds, and so if children are taught those sounds, then that will help them learn how to decode the squiggles on the page, and which is the process of reading. Mm. And other countries have abandoned whole language. New Zealand has been slow to. That's not to say we do no phonics in early childhood education or in early schooling. We do some. But it's not the primary focus, and our report, reporting on the research, indicates that needs to change.
Māori and Pacifica students are especially underserved when it comes to the subject of reading in the education system. How do we address this?
New Zealand, as well as having slipped down the rankings in educational attainment, we also have one of the most unequal education systems in the world, with the widest gap in the OECD between the educational haves and have-nots. And unfortunately, in the latter category, disproportionately are Maori and Pacifica. And so solving the literacy problem is a critical part of levelling up that's needed in our education system.
Can you tell me about structured literacy, the approach that New Zealand Initiative has recommended?
Yeah, so structured literacy is the approach promoted by the Science of Reading, and it involves children progressively learning the sounds of the phonemes that make up the English language, and having books that simply use the sounds children have learned, and then cumulatively working through the phonemes that make up the English language in a structured way. And so children learn to associate groups of letters or individual letters with specific sounds in a progressive manner.
Hmm.
So it's a structured approach rather than the holistic approach of whole language, and builds children's skills progressively and in a fun way in the classroom. It can be as engaging and rewarding as any form of teaching, happily it is spreading amongst a number of schools in New Zealand, but we have a long way to go.
I also did see that it was endorsed for students with dyslexia as well, so I guess that's a positive sign.
That's right.
Do you think that professional development of teachers also needs to be in the conversation when we look at a matter like this?
Yes, the science of reading should be part of the teacher training program. And for teachers, for existing teachers, the Ministry of Education should provide training materials for all teachers, or primary school teachers, on the science of reading, so that they become expert in structured literacy. And unfortunately, at the moment, it's very hit or miss, and really dependent on an individual teacher or an individual school where the teachers will have that material. And in fact, it's worse than that, because the playing field is tilted against structured literacy in favour of whole language and its companion reading recovery, because it's the reading recovery is preferentially funded by the Ministry of Education, yet it relies on the whole language approach to teaching reading, which the science suggests is not as effective as structured literacy and won't work for some children.
That was the New Zealand Initiative's Roger Patridge talking to producer Joe Wickens.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.